You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I was about to, you know, head to bed and read my book, but for whatever reason, the universe called me to your live, and I sat there and I watched it, and you kind of started diving into a little bit more of this, the center of your maze thing. And I was trying to get a question with you in last night and didn't get it, but that's okay. And then shortly after your video, there was a clubhouse room that I popped into that a couple of people that you talk with on stage were there. And forget her name now, it's not coming to me, but anyways, Lisa Grossman.
She's amazing.
And they were talking about some of the things that you were talking about last night, about being the center of your maze and this being accepted. And it's interesting how the world just kind of like keeps showing up in my life. And
did they reference where I got center of the maze, or are they
They actually, I can't remember the gentleman now. I don't have him on the front of my
yeah.
mind.
Yeah, oh, don't worry.
He did reference you, actually. He did reference, he said Ray Higdon, and he was talking.
I hope people do, like, because I got that specifically from a weird location, which is Westworld. In Westworld, I explain this, and you know this, but for other people, I think people may wonder, where'd that term come from? It actually came from Westworld, where they said they had to learn that they had to program the robots, the hosts, with a traumatic incident for them to be compliant to their programming, which is very deep, if you think about that. And the more that I dig into this stuff, the more I'm like, my God, was Matrix an amazing movie? And so anyway, so yes. Sorry.
I just quickly looked it up. It was Sean Murphy.
Yeah, I love Sean. He's amazing.
So he has a group called Unbelievable, I think it is, on Facebook or something like that, which I joined. But anyways, he was talking, he didn't call it the center of the maze, but it was like basically the same analogy.
Okay.
And so last night, you know, went to bed and I had this dream, which I very rarely remember my dreams. And it was about trying to find the center of my maze. Mm-hmm. And my question last night is because I feel like even the gal who just spoke, Cassandra, mm-hmm. and the gal beforehand, like mm-hmm. I had knee pain last night.
Yeah.
And I've had cortisone shots in my knee.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago. And the doctor's like, well, I only do them every 6 months. They last about four. Some people never need them again. Blah, 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 blah.
Did you have a traumatic incident so that you can link to it and justify it? Or did it just come out of nowhere?
You know, I used to work, in the yachting industry and as crew. And I did fall in the engine room one time on some, you know, metal flooring and screwed up my back and my knee and my ankle and the whole nine yards. And I think, you know, that's the only thing that I can really relate it to, other than just maybe poor shoes when I was growing up because I was poor and I played soccer and was in cheerleading and things like that. But, you know, my mom passed away in August, and
sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And it was suddenly unexpected. And shortly after that, man, I had some extreme pain in, you know, my like SI joint and just in my hips and in my knee. And it was just like, I was like, it came out of nowhere. And I was like, man, maybe it's just because of that fall and I didn't heal correctly, or maybe I'm not taking care of my body the way that I should, or I haven't been, you know, exercising as much as I should. And I'm with you. I think that it's, you know, a lot of it is emotional and so working through, you know, this does not serve me. And so I went to physical therapy. It was like doing all the things like that you were talking about. I was like, wow, you just totally hit home with me today on so many aspects. But, I was doing all those things, and my physical therapist was like giving me motivational things and things to think about. And he said to me when I went in there one day, he said, "Man," he said, this is really like, this is really affecting you. Like the loss of your mother and like so many other things were going on in my life. And I was like, yeah. And so it was interesting because the end of the year, my physical therapy ended. And shortly thereafter, after I walked through that season with them and the exercises and doing all the things and the things that he was giving me, my pain went away. And it was like a light switch, like you said. It was the craziest thing. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, we're nearly 6 months into the year and no pain there. Been feeling great. But then last night, I started to have knee pain in one of my knees. And I was like, okay, like, what did I do? Well, I started prospecting and doing something that I felt uncomfortable with. And so then this leads me back to the whole, like, trying to find the center of my maze. And where this resistance is. And so my question today is that if you could give a tip, because I know you paid a lot of money to get to the center of your maze, mm-hmm. and you're doing a lot of amazing things to work through some of the things in your past.
Right.
And, you know, I valued you so much before that, but like that just like pushed me over the top. I was just like, man, wow. So thank you for all that you do to serve your community again. But yeah. If you could give one tip or walk through, how would you give somebody a tip in trying to walk out and figure out what the center of their maze is and how to get to the ground of that or the center of that so that they can walk out the limiting sure. beliefs or the things that have been that keep showing up in their life?
Sure. So one, know that, so if we know that it's a protection pattern, let me think about this, because it's such a specific location to actually get to the root. And I've heard arguments that you don't need to, like, you know, I've heard, when I'm critical of a trainer, I don't like to call them out. But I've seen, you know, trainers that have been around that they're like, you don't need to figure out your past, just focus on your future, where you're going. And I can't speak for everyone, but for me, it was very, very beneficial to figure out what happened, like what got me here. And so one is, if you understand that it's protection related, it is not something that ever happens. So it's, you know, it's so something could happen, the death of somebody, right? So something could happen, but that I don't believe. And again, I am not the expert. I'm just sharing what I've learned over the years by investing a lot of money and time into this stuff. And so something could happen to trigger something, but it's not the thing that happened. It's the conclusion of where you have to go because of what happened. So it's the pattern, the protection pattern is always you're going into a territory that doesn't feel safe. So for me, the most important, like step one is, where's the pattern? So my first kind of layer, I would say there's been three, it took me three layers to get to the center. Layer one, I got help through Landmark. So Landmark Forum helped me understand by looking at my patterns that I had a programming, they call it your act. And so your act is a statement. It's not always a command. It's not always, I'm trying to think, could it be a question? No, it's not a question, it's a statement. So it's a statement that was generated when you were younger, right? Usually, you know, between 5 to 8 or something like that. But it could be later, it could be a little bit earlier. So my statement was, I'll show you. That was the first layer to get toward the center. So how did I figure that out? Well, Landmark helped, but they helped me understand a pattern. So how far do I want to go back here? So I've had that defiance of, if you doubt me, you're fueling me. But the problem with that is, if you don't recognize it, you require it. So I remember, I'll just go back to 19. When I was 19 years old, I was working at GNC, and, you know, selling vitamins and stuff. And when I applied there, they had a full-time position, and so I applied for the full-time position, and they say in the interview, they're like, you know, we're not sure that you're going to be able to cut what we're looking for sales wise. So we're going to hire you part time and let's just see how it works out. I mean, that's the perfect thing to say to someone like me, because M&F, or I'm going to show you. So I broke every record they ever had. I went in there, I sold, I'm selling, someone comes in for a candy bar, they're getting B vitamins, they're getting Cetamar Solia, they're getting glucosamine, chondroitin, they're getting vitamin E, they're getting Mega Man, they're getting, you know, whey protein, they're getting, hey, how's your eyeballs, get some bilberry, some eye bright, like they're getting everything on the planet. And they like watched in amazement as I crushed every record they ever had. And so then I went to, you know, full-time, then part store, assistant manager, then store manager. And so I decide at 19 that I want to learn computers. And so I went, you know, I climbed the rank. I was recognized nationally. They had a magazine that came out and they're like, holy shit, look at the store average, right? And so I climbed the ranks. And then I was talking to one of my buddies who is a computer nerd. And I went to him, I'm like, man, you know, I'd really like to learn how to use the computer. Cause I didn't know how to use a computer at 19. I'd never done anything with a computer. And everyone was telling me, you gotta learn computers, man, that's the future. And I know millennials on here are like, whoa, how old is this dude, right? And so I go to my friend and I say, hey man, could you teach me, you know, computers? Cause I don't know anything about them. I'm sure I need to learn more. And so he helps me, I buy a computer off him. And he's like, all right, left click that. And I'm like, what? And he's like, left click? I'm like, what are you saying? What do you mean? Is that a button? Like, what do you mean? And he's like, whoa, you could never do computers, dude. Bing! That's what I need to hear, man. And so I left GNC. I went to work for Sony in their IT customer support. And I, like, they, when they learned of my lack of knowledge about computers, they're like, how are you going to support computers? Like, you don't know anything. And I'm like, oh no, I can do it. I'm learning and this and that. And so what did they do? They doubted me. So in 90 days, I got the highest review they had ever given a 90-day employee. Because I comprehended their blueprint. I studied the blueprint. I nailed the blueprint. And so in 90 days, my manager said, dude, I asked the other managers, this is the highest review anyone in 90 days has ever received in the history of this building. And so notice something else is happening. In GNC, I had arrived. People no longer doubted me. At Sony, 3 months in, get the highest review ever because they doubted me. Fourth month, I left because I had nothing to prove. I had proven it. In my head, I was no longer doubted, so I proved it, right? And so I go into, you know, yada, yada, yada. I go. So I go, now my computer nerd friend sent me on a 7-year journey where I ended in Redmond at Washington, applying for SQL Server team for Microsoft. And I come up with this realization that I really don't even like computers. Why am I doing this? Like, I used to like sales and stuff. Like, I miss my GNC days, like selling stuff. Like, I like that stuff. I don't even like computers. Why have I been doing this for 7 years? Because I was on autopilot with no realization, with no awareness. And so here's how you'll see this played out in network marketing. Happens all the time. Is someone will be doubted until they'll go and they'll prove you wrong. They'll prove their spouse wrong. They'll prove their friends wrong. They'll prove their neighbors wrong, their Facebook people wrong. And they'll get to a high level. And then the doubt is no longer there, so they seek it. And one day, this is going to place a scalpel and do a slight frontal lobotomy on a lot of top earners right now that hear this. If they're on here, this is going to mess you up because you don't understand how much I understand you. So the person that seeks doubt, they always locate it because we seek what we find what we seek, right? The thinker thinks, the prover proves. You find what you seek. You get to, you know, you, that's just how it works. And so that person that was doubted, that goes and gets six figures, seven figures, whatever, and no one's doubting them anymore, and they crave it, man. It's a chemical that you know, people like me need unless we're aware of it. That awareness allows us to get off the addiction. And so they're seeking doubt. And then one day at a network marketing event, one of the company execs will say something to them. And it may not be on purpose. It may not be even what they meant, but they'll say something like, yeah, man, you really came in at the right time. And they'll think, what? Are you saying I couldn't rebuild this? Are you saying I got lucky? I'll show you. They'll go to a different company and they'll bash the old company for reasons that make no damn sense, for things that they completely made up. And they will go and crush it in that company until someone doubts them, and then they'll go to the next one. They will seek it. So if you're not aware of just a base level of your patterns and your programming, then you're kind of the helpless passenger. You're just like, what's that movie? Is it iRobot, where you just kind of sit in the car and it drives you to places and then you're allowed to get out, right? Like you're a passenger because you're on autopilot. I was a passenger on autopilot. I'll show you, I require doubt. And so with awareness, and I'll tell you about when I became the number one income earner in the company, I started doing my thing. I started looking at, hey, people kind of believe in me now. This sucks. Huh. Oh, you think I can do it now, huh? Huh. That sucks. I wonder what people think I can't do. And so I almost about, you know, maybe a year into being the top earner of that. And I sabotaged it. I'm going to tell you something I don't think I've ever shared before, but I was starting to sabotage myself. I don't think I've ever shared this before. On the month that I earned the BMW 7 Series, I got a reckless driving ticket and my license was suspended. That is someone screaming to sabotage. My subconscious is screaming for me to screw things up because that was my identity. I'm someone that had all the potential but always screwed things up. And so that base level, that me being aware of, oh, I seek doubt. I no longer have to seek doubt. It's still powerful. I can still tap into it. So I do, you know, in a weird masochistic way, love being doubted. Like I still love it to this day, but I don't require it. I don't need it. So someone telling me that I can't do something is so delicious to me, right? I savor it. I love it, but I don't require it, which is the key. Okay. The second level, is this helpful so far? Or am I off base with your question?
No, you're going great. Right.
Second level happened, a year, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, maybe. I think a year and a half ago. And it's where, I won't go into the full details, but basically I, with help, okay, So notice I had help, Landmark Forum helped me. I think it's landmarkeducation.com for those who haven't heard it. I don't get a toaster if you sign up, but I've probably had, 300 people go through it. I will give them some criticism because hopefully they hear it and do something about it. They have gotten a lot softer. They used to be a lot tougher. They used to be they were tough on me. They were tough, man. And I reset it and it was current, soft. So the second time I had help again, there was a personality trait, and I described this in rule number 2 of Time, Money, Freedom, and called pluck your weeds. And so the second layer for me was I had help again, my good friend Elliot Rowe, who is a hypnotist. He's a performance coach. He coaches a lot of the UFC fighters, coaches a lot of World Series of Poker players. And he helped me remember something that I had suppressed. And that is I had shared a lot of my abuse stories with a guidance counselor in third grade. And she went on to tell my parents everything I ever told her because she thought I was saying it for attention. That was a bad day. That was a very bad day. That I thought I had had pain prior to that day. I had not had pain prior to that day. Bad day. And that was the day I stopped trusting anybody. And so since the third grade, I've kept everyone. And I don't care if you're a client. I mean, I have clients that have, I have probably 10 clients that have paid me over $150,000. Doesn't matter. Even them, I would not let in. I would not let them in on my personal stuff. Now I may speak to them, and help them with their personal stuff, but they ain't hearing my personal stuff. Wouldn't let them in. And I've weirdly created this mechanism of I'm able to share on video, I'm able to share from stage, personal stuff, but one-on-one, that's too close for comfort. That's too dangerous. So I don't do it. So I push people away. And I talked a little bit about this last night. You may have heard it, but so I realized that all of my social anxiety was not because I have the personality trait of introvert. It's because I'm protecting myself. If I keep everyone at arm's length, they can't hurt me like I was in the past. And so that awareness allowed me to alter how I function socially. And so I used to be the guy constantly asking my wife, do we have to go to this party? Seriously, we just saw him like a month ago. Like, do we have to go there? Hey, can we leave? We've been here 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Can we leave? Can we just go? Right. And so that used to be me. I was constantly trying to talk my social party animal wife out of being social. Or I would say, why don't you do girls' night? Girls' night. Hey, I'll stay home. Right. Much safer. And so awareness of that, which I had help, allowed me to change that. The center of the maze, which I'm not comfortable talking about publicly, only because there are some relationships I haven't worked this out with, allowed me to understand the full picture. So how do you get there? I don't know how you get there on your own, but my suggestion is one, what I have now learned, they call parts therapy. Is it parts therapy? Don't quote me on this, but I'll tell you what it is, right? So I may not have the name right, but it's where you take a look at your life and you take a look at some questions that'll help. Who hurt you is an easy one, right? Who hurt you? Who did you crave more love from? Which I know Tony Robbins loves that question. That's a great question. Who did you wish you had more love from? Who hurt you? Who betrayed you? Who disappointed you? Who abandoned you? And you ask those questions, and then you become them. And I'm not a professional, not a specialist. I've just done some of this work. You become them and you start asking yourself different questions. and you decide that you're going to ask the questions until you solve the maze. So when I became my stepmom, the one who abused me, many, many days I would go to school wearing a turtleneck because the claw necks on my my neck were so deep. I remember, and I share some of this in the book. I remember one day being sick and I'm eating oatmeal, hated oatmeal, first of all, and I'm sick. I throw up into my oatmeal, not on purpose, or maybe it was a Freudian thing, like I'm hoping that gets me out of eating it because it sucks. What's that other stuff? Not important, but whatever it was. And she wanted me to eat it. I didn't want to eat it, so she stabbed me in the chest. Right. So not easy. And I'm sure that you may be on here and you had it much tougher than me. I'm not pretending mine's the worst story of all time. But when I became her and I asked her why did you do that? At first, the answer is because I hate him. And I saw her gritting her teeth and I saw her bony fists because I'd seen it so many times. And I said, because I hate him. I can't stand him. I hate it that he is an offspring of my husband who is not with me, and I hate him. And so after, 10 minutes of hate, I did the best that I could. I was trying to make him tougher. I was trying to make him better in my own stupid way. And I know that there'll be resistance there. I know that, I don't even have to look at the comments. I already know that there are people who are like, no, that's never justified. No, that I'm not justifying it. I'm not saying it's right. It was a terrible, horrible, no one deserves it. I didn't deserve it. I used to wonder if I did. I used to step into was I just a bad kid? Did I deserve it? I have it coming because I was a hellion, right? But that is not accurate. No kid deserves that, okay? So I'm not justifying it. I'm understanding it. You can understand and not agree. Okay. And so that released some stuff for me. And there's some other things around that I'm not comfortable sharing. I did share in the Center of the Maze, as you know, but I'm not comfortable sharing publicly because of who may see this. But does that help? I've been talking for a really long time.
It absolutely helps. And just those, who hurt me, who did I crave love from, who disappointed me, who abandoned me, all of those things just like set off things in my mind that kind of brought me to the word that I from watching, Center of the Maze, and then last night, and then The Room. Acceptance was the word that I was kind of keep showing up. And so all of those questions will definitely help me dig deeper. And and by watching your video and like trying to position myself in those. And I think that a lot of this stuff, like what I've recognized in the last, since I lost my mom, is, I just am like, there's a lot of questions and things that I won't get answered now. But the fact that, we had a good relationship, but a broken relationship, and it came to a point in her life where like I was her, it was more like I was the mom for many, many years, but she was somebody who like put me up on a pedestal, and she would always be super vocal about how much she loved me and the fact that she was my biggest cheerleader, and there was no matter what the problem was or anything that was going on between us, there was never any lack of acceptance. But the fact that now that she's gone, I use the phrase that literally took me and like shook me out and turned me over, and like I've got a yard sale going on now, like everything's out on the lawn, and it's changed the relationship with my father. My father and my mother have not been together since I was 2 years old. And so there's just been a lot of stuff that when I came into the new year, I was just like, all right, this year is going to be my year of growth. And so the universe just keeps showing up things on how to get my mindset right and how to work through some of these things that I know and I can visually see that have held me back in so many ways. And I just want to work through that and get out of those things so that, like you had said, you know, in the last couple of weeks, like you're experiencing life like you've never experienced before. And, you know, I'm grateful for every step of the way, and I'm grateful for everything that I've walked through, because, you know, just as you can say, it wasn't like something that anybody deserves, but it is what it made you. And it's working through those things to be an even better version of you so that you can serve your community and your family and everybody who you love and who you're yet to serve and who you're yet to love, even better than you did even before. So thank you so much for that. And I just kindly appreciate you in so many ways.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.